This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Nico Horner. Hey, Nico, how are things?
Doing pretty well.
This is the big one, the Pete Crow Armstrong Grand Slam. Could you please detail your experience with the Pete Crow Armstrong Grand Slam from Friday night?
The media asked me after the game, like, what my own perspective of it was. Like, very specifically asked me that, and, like, I was not in the dugout. I was going to the bathroom.
Camilo, with the pichado. Downstairs, go left.
As we tend to do throughout games, and not the locker room one, though, the one, like, right next to the dugout. And so I had the full, like, audible experience. I felt like I was, like, listening to a game on the radio or something.
Is that bathroom, like, is it hygienically sound? Like, is it a good experience?
No. There's not much difference between the sink and the toilet.
Now, this particular story takes place in a men's room. So you got to know all the details about the men's room. You got to know if they got paper towels or a blower to dry your hands with. You got to know if the stalls ain't got no doors or not, man. You got to know if they got hot water or not. If it stinks. You got to know every detail there is to know about this commode.
Using it during a Pete at bat, do you think that's advisable? Is that something you're going to take under consideration the rest of the way?
Yeah, maybe I need to get out of there. But we've had a lot of good swings in very different situations, so I think we can take the superstition out of that one, unfortunately.
All right, good.
All right, just one more on this bathroom, this important bathroom line of questioning, Nico. Like, do you need to time it based on the lineup?
I think I scored that inning already and, like, came straight off the field. Yeah, so it was a time of need.
Okay.
So Nico,
I think we covered that, don't you?
I'm glad. Five questions on is a lot.
Whatever.
I need to dismiss you.
I beg your pardon.
I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until 6 o'clock today, and we got a lot of cool stuff. We are going to hear from the Bears. They are speaking at Halas Hall today, so you'll hear from Ben Johnson. You're going to hear from Caleb Williams on today's show. In 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Cubs manager Craig Counsell. He's going to be on the show. There's a lot to discuss considering last night's game and how good the Cubs have been through the first, 55 games. Boog Shambi is on the show at 4:25. Looking forward to catching up with him. Chris Emma will have a Bears hit, two words for us at 5 o'clock. Alex is here. Tanny had the open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I had more questions on the bathroom, but I sensed the pressure from you to back off that line of questioning.
I would hope that you had sensed the pressure from Nico.
He didn't really enjoy it. No, it's true. It's true. And yet Tanny still found a way to turn it into the open. Amazing. You know what? I thought about Nico last night because of our conversation with him yesterday in regards to last night's hero, Matt Shaw. One of the things you asked Nico was about Shaw's proclivity to go the other way.
Yeah, he has an impressive power to the opposite field. I mean, almost all of us produce better to the pull side than opposite field. It's the pull side ball in the air is just kind of hard to argue with. You know, it's the most valuable ball in the game, right? But his ability to drive the ball to the opposite field, he did it through all the minor leagues and hit for power that direction, and definitely makes him a tough out to be able to drive the ball to all parts of the field. Maddie going, getting sent down and coming back up and playing a really impressive week of all-around baseball, from the at-bats to the defense to base running, all of it, just being a really complete player and responding to that challenge right away. I think it's just been just good, steady responses to, you know, inevitable challenges that the season has.
Yeah, Matt Shaw's had a really, really good week.
So good. I feel like it was kind of quiet in some ways, but just like, I don't even know numbers-wise or things like that, but just his quality of at-bat was so good. Aggressive swings, those doubles in Miami were so impressive, and then some really extraordinary defensive plays in big spots. Just love how he's carrying himself. He looks awesome.
So that's the vibe, that's the backdrop for watching Matt Shaw get his walk-off moment last night, is that this dude is newly born again.
Say it like you said it in pre-show. Say what conjured, what came up in your head.
He's born again hard, like Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket.
Private Pyle, you are definitely born again hard. Hell, I may even allow you to serve as a rifleman in my beloved corps.
Sir, yes, sir.
I think Craig Council's going to allow Matt Shaw to serve as a rifleman in his beloved corps.
Well, I think it was a mistake in the movie, and it might be a mistake here. Let's hope that the same outcome doesn't.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Sorry. You're right. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, let's hope. A fun movie.
A fun movie. It's two really good movies that are in one movie.
Yeah, they're stapled to each other. This is true. Yeah, I hope it doesn't go that direction. But he is born again hard. And there he was celebrating last night,
that's
man.
Great.
Good for that kid.
What they did in extras was awesome. I was listening to our call of it last night, and our guy Coom has been on it with Matt Shaw, and he was on it again last night. And I know on the TV call they were on it last night. Jim DeShays was on it, like looking at, yeah, well, it might be an opposite field hit that we see. It doesn't have to be a bomb. They don't need a bomb in this situation. And Matt Shaw came through.
And Shaw has always been that dude who like has a proclivity to go the other way and a willingness and an ability. And that's something that they loved about him. So just good to see him back. And like, this team is finding a way in a lot of different forms and fashions.
Yeah, you're right. It's actually one of the things that I want to make sure that we talk with Craig Council about, because having a diversified offense, man, it makes you so dangerous. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk with the Cubs manager, Craig Council. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
Craig Council.
Craig, what are your takeaways, or what were your takeaways from Cade Horton shaking off Miguel Amaya to throw his first changeup of the game and elicit just a horribly lost swing from Juan Soto?
Horribly lost swing. Interesting.
Well,
I loved it because he swung and missed.
Okay. The courage of Cade.
You don't like that answer? You want a different answer?
I want more, Craig. When do we get to see Cade Horton again?
And when I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Oh, my God. He figured out our job, Lawrence. He figured it out.
Craig, that's our motto. Just keep talking.
Just keep talking. We're like Dory, you know?
My parents taught me that song. We've just got to keep swimming.
What?
Follow me. Just keep swimming.
Ah! One more on the bullpen. You said about Palencia, he's, quote, an important pitcher for us, taking a big step forward, unquote. Could you expound on that for Daniel?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty succinct when I think about it. You know? Yeah. Like, I know what you meant.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
You flip it. Now he's trying to impress you. Turn it around on him. Topsy-turvy, that motherfucker. Yeah.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Craig Council, the manager of the Cubs.
He cracked the code on talk radio, didn't he?
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned that just keep talking.
Craig Council with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
And we are appreciative that he just keeps talking. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The Cubs are 13 games above 500. Woo! As they get ready for the finale against the Rockies tonight. And the Cubs manager is here on the line with us. Craig, thanks for joining us. There's so much to talk about with your team, but overall, we know that a benchmark for a lot of people in baseball is Memorial Day. How do you feel about how your team is done as we've gotten through the Memorial Day holiday?
Yeah, I mean, we're like you said, we're 13 games above 500. That's a good record. So I think we've played really well the first 2 months and earned a pretty good record.
Think you have. When you think back to like Tokyo and the interrupted spring and then all these Thursdays off, every Thursday, a relaxing off day this month. And now you get 16 games in 17 days upcoming starting Friday. It's like, does it feel like you're kind of back in sync with the rest of the league now, finally? I think the game totals have caught up to be almost exactly the same as everybody else now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we're there. I mean, we have the same number of games played as everyone else. It's really the toughest in terms of like lack of days off part of the schedule starts as we go on the road on Tuesday, where we're like, it's basically 26 games in 27 days. So that's the real kind of grind. And obviously means, you know, we'll see some different lineups and we're going to have to be very cautious of our pitching and bullpen usage and things like that. So the Thursdays off has been a real, you know, I think it's been a real plus. It's a plus for any team. Just the once a week, you know, we could argue that this is the schedule that Major League Baseball should use, like a Monday off every week. I think it really helps players be available, the best players be available more.
Oh, that's interesting. So have you argued that, or have you guys in the manager group chat or whatever that you guys talked about having a standardized day off for the league?
It goes nowhere.
Who's in the manager group chat, by the way?
It's you argue with the league on that. It's that the manager group chat doesn't really help there. It's an argument with the league itself.
Gotcha.
Or a conversation, I should say.
Yeah, it's a nice cordial conversation of common sense versus not common sense. But we get it. We totally get it. Craig, watching your team run the bases has been one of the most fun things that I've enjoyed about watching this year. Guys going first to third, second to home. Guys stealing in important moments, and it played a big role in last night's game. When it comes to the idea of hitting the ball out of the ballpark, obviously, like that's something that you would love for an offense to be able to do. But what do you think it says about your squad that you guys can win in multiple ways, including being a great base-running team?
Well, number one, we have some really fast players. That's number one, and that's helpful in this category for sure when you talk about base running. I think number two, we've got a lot of players that are just enjoy the details and are really engaged in being great base runner and understand the importance it can play. And we've got great feedback just from the games of like it making a difference. And I think all that stuff, and I think our coaches have done a wonderful job. Base running a lot of times there's some risk to it. So it's like, you know, taking that appropriate risk, and knowing that you're going to be wrong sometimes, you're going to make some outs, but it really sets an aggressive mentality. It puts the other team on its heels a little bit, and it's connective for your team. So I think those things have played in our favor, and we've executed a lot of them very well.
Connective for your team. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a style of play that kind of requires everybody to take part in it, and it's also paying attention to, you have to pay attention to kind of every moment to be able to capture bases and capture the details. And there's some, you know, accountability to each other for that.
Yeah. You know, it's the way that this team plays, it seems like everybody is really attentive. We've heard you talk about Nico Hoerner in that way, how attentive he is to every situation. I don't know whether that's contagious or whether the base running is a part of it, but it seems like the whole group is kind of locked in that way.
Yeah, I mean, Nico's a great example of it. It's a skill this team has. It's something we focus on and talk about and teach. And then I think we got some fast guys. And then you put those things together, and you hope this is the kind of base running team you can have.
I found myself in that moment where Pete steals third because, you know, it's baseball. So people who are fans of the game will often think that they can manage the game. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, there's one out. Got to get Pete over to third, like he should take off. He's one of the better base runners in the league. So then seeing that, is that something that, how much autonomy do you give runners in that situation to make the decision to take a base.
Yeah, I mean, it's either don't go or you can go. It's very simple. That's what you got to do with this, you know. So Pete had the green light, and then it's his decision.
Is he a forever green light guy?
No.
Oh, interesting. Maybe with that speed.
Well, that's why Craig has the title of manager. He's got to manage some of those situations, Speaks.
He's doing a nice job of that.
But I think the thing that I would tell you too, guys, is that, you know, you're as the Cubs fan, you know, you're saying, oh, this is a good time for him to go. You realize the other team is saying this is a really good time for Pete to go too.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of that moment, is that everyone in the ballpark knew he was going to go.
They're all sleeping on it.
And he was still able to pull it off. And then you had just such great moments in that game all the way through. And it ends with Matt Shaw doing the thing that you were talking with us about a couple weeks ago. It's not just him finding the power opposite field, it's his want to go that way. How satisfying is this for you, where a player takes to the coaching and the adjustments that the organization and you want, and then comes back and has become a really important part of your team?
I'm happy for Matt. I mean, I think I'm happy that the player was able to learn something for the process. He's grown through this process, and it's through failure. And we don't want to say, you know, we forget that we got here through failure, right? He did make adjustments. The adjustments have certainly got him back to a better version of himself, but they happened because he failed. And I think that means it's okay to struggle, to fail sometimes, because that's usually a better version comes out on the other side. And I think that's where that's precisely what's happened with Matt. And that's where the best things happen. And Matt's been, you know, he's been a different player. It's pretty, I think everybody could say that since he's been up here. And that's been fun to watch. It's been really fun to watch the true talent of a talented young player come out.
And that's really cool to hear, because it looks like he's different as a person. The way that he's talking and answers questions, like all of it, it seems like he took out of that process what you dream of a kid taking out of that process. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a very good example. Yeah, I think it's... He handled it well. Our player development staff and our major league staff did a wonderful job putting a plan together. It's fun to see the results of that.
It's really interesting to us how it worked. Like, it seems like down on the farm, he was just kind of allowed to be himself and hit well. And it wasn't until like the last couple games that he implemented the mechanical change that you guys had wanted to see. At least that's what we heard from the reporting. But he was doing it in BP. It's an interesting way to do it. Is rebuilding the confidence and the comfort the first task in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no easy way to do this, and I don't think one playbook to do it. You take these cases a little bit individually, but I think, you know, sometimes you got to wait for the student to be ready a little bit, is the best way to say it, right? You got to wait for the time, and when is he going to be ready for it? This was just the timeline that this took.
We've talked about Pete Kerr Armstrong a ton. Obviously, we spent a lot of time talking about Kyle Tucker. I feel like one of the secret weapons of this team has been Seiya Suzuki. Why is he having what so far has been his best year as a Cub?
Yeah, I don't have a, you know, oh wow answer for you there. I think it's a kind of blend of, this is year four in the league, so he's at a sweet spot of just experience and talent. I think he's hit with men on base a ton. I think that makes the pitcher's job harder. I think it's made him a little more aggressive, which is always a good thing for Seiya. And so,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, it's a little bit of those reasons. And he's also obviously coming off of the best week of his, maybe the best, one of the best weeks of his career. So he's at a real high point right now, but he's doing a great job. You know, the driving and runs, you're hitting in a great spot with some really good hitters around you, and that helps you do your job.
Last time we talked, Craig, you were unwilling to expound on Daniel Palencia. And I'm wondering if you're any more willing this time to expound on Daniel Palencia, who's now gotten what? He's gotten three saves. And this last time, boy, this one 2 days ago, two Ks at home. Is his comfort level increasing with the save chances to your eyes, I guess is the question.
No, I wouldn't describe it like that. I think Daniel's a good pitcher. And I think he's capable of getting outs in big spots in the game. I think he's continued to pitch well.
Is it is there a mental part to that job that concerns you from person to person?
Look, I think we're going to continue to ask Daniel to get big outs, you know, whether it's in the ninth or the eighth or the seventh, whatever. We're going to continue to ask him to get big outs. So I think he's perfectly capable of doing it. I think we got a bunch of guys capable of doing it.
How do you keep all of those guys happy? Because, you know, look, people like defined roles. And it's not always easy to live in the space of, hey, we need you to pitch when we need you to pitch, and I'll make the choice on that. So how do you go about approaching that with the pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're winning baseball games, you know, and I think that's how you do it. You win baseball games. And that's what we're here to do, is to win baseball games. So that's the most important thing we're solving for. And I think those guys would agree with that.
A couple more minutes with Craig Counsell here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Genesis Cabrera is here, the former Cardinal, now former Met, gives you three lefties in the bullpen. What kind of opportunities and challenges does it present to maybe have three lefties in the bullpen, Craig?
I don't have any comment on that.
All righty.
Because it's not official.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
That's
fair.
If it becomes official, then we can ask Craig about it later.
Okay, theoretically, what would it be? No. All right.
How about we move on to Kansas baseball?
Let's do that. Can you scout Brady Counsell as a player? Your son, in fact, we have this home run against Missouri just last
Brady
month.
Brady Counsell coming up next. Former Minnesota Golden Gopher. First pitch swinging. He drills one. Deep left center field. At the track. At the wall. Brady Counsell can touch them all. A three-run homer. And Kansas surges in front. 3-1 KU.
As Kansas heads to the Fayetteville Regional, they'll play Creighton on Friday. What's he like as a player?
I'm really proud of him. Obviously, I think he's worked his tail off. He's hitting in the middle of a NCAA tournament team lineup, playing third base this year, doing a really nice job at third base. So he plays left field, third base, second base. So he's having a really good year, and he's having a great experience. Kansas baseball has probably had their best year and, probably ever to this point, going to a regional for the first time in 10 years. And he's enjoying the experience, man. Arkansas is one of the kind of meccas of college baseball in terms of stadiums. So they'll play in front of like just a great atmosphere in the NCAA tournament. So just happy for him that you get to play in that kind of environment in a tournament situation.
Any chance that if they make it to Omaha, you go?
I kind of got Monday circled. That's an off day. There's a chance Monday would be like to get to they call it the Super Regional in college baseball. So like the Final 16, the Sweet 16. So we're obviously off Monday. There's a chance, a pretty good chance to get to the regional that they'd have to win a game on Monday. So I got that one circled, and then. You know, I would love to make the tough decision of trying to, do I have to miss a game if they play in the College World Series? I'm hopeful for that tough decision.
What would that mean to you to see your son be in a moment like that?
Yeah, I mean, you're happy for him just to get into that moment. I think just he's got a bunch of moments ahead of him that he's getting to experience it, and you spend a lot of time to get to this point. You work really hard. You get, like we said, you fail. And so if you can get to these moments, you know, as the player, it's pretty hard to enjoy them maybe because you're competing. But I think as the parent and as a supporter, you're happy that your people get to experience these moments.
Any impact of you as a baseball dad on how you deal with young players? PCA is not that much older. Neither is Cade Horton.
Yeah, no question. I think probably as much as anything, you learn from kind of generationally, and you stay connected to the generation better because I have kids in the generation, right? And I think that's what you try to take from it. They've beaten, and my sons have hit together. And so they offer definitely some good advice regarding that.
Well, Craig, I guess we're all going to become Kansas baseball fans for the next couple of weeks. And we hope that you have to make that tough choice, man, because that that seems like such a blast to be there and share it and share that love of baseball generationally. It's a very cool thing. So good luck to him and good luck to you guys tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig. You got it. It's Craig Counsell right there on 670 The Score. That's got to be pretty damn cool.
Man, I obviously don't have kids, but I have students that I refer to as my kiddos. And I understand exactly what he means by the idea of staying connected to that generation through your work with them. And it's beautiful, like, because my kiddos were here yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You had a tour. They came by the morning yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, I know how you feel about Ruben. So, like, even as someone who's not a dad,
I don't speak. How do you feel about your own son?
I'm a big fan. I think he's got some things to learn as an associate producer on Sunday mornings, but I try to drive those lessons in publicly, as any good father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a very public fashion.
Like right now. Yeah.
Associate producer, any thoughts? Any concerns so far?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Dynamite drop in. Here we go. We're off and running. He's got to understand. You're going to jump in. Alex Kuhn knows this. You got to jump in. You need to have gold or don't use the microphone.
Oh, he's got some gold.
Alex, pressure's on.
Fly ball caught.
Alex was telling me how awesome that stadium at Arkansas is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently like 15,000 screaming drunk fans in Fayetteville. The atmosphere in at that regional is insane.
Wow. May I make a suggestion on the fly? We were going to try and talk with this person anyway. We should get Taylor McGregor on the show.
Let's do it.
Arkansas graduate who probably can tell us even more about what that experience is like. Are you and Craig going to make up or no?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? People thinking that we're in a tussle?
Are you guys in a fight?
No.
Did you not tell me?
Why? He doesn't suffer fools gladly, and sometimes he decides that I'm a fool. I think he's wrong about that.
Well, I've always said everybody plays the fool, you know?
Everybody. Are you the only person who said that ever?
Yeah, just me.
I feel you on that.
Well, Tanny, I was told that what a fool believes, you know, he sees.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So put that in your fool's pipe.
How did that person say it, though, Speaks?
What a fool believes.
I know that song. They stole it from Steal Away.
No, look, you're with the texters who thinks that I'm making it awkward to Craig. I'm just asking questions, and then he doesn't like to answer them.
Well, I get where he's at, and I just want to – I always try to – like, if I have to play translator, that's – like, Craig can't say anything about it.
About Genesis Cabrera.
And I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to the listeners.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was excellent. Yeah. I hadn't realized it wasn't official.
Yeah, I mean, it's – I imagine it'll be official in about 30 minutes.
I get it. I get it that he can't comment on it. But he also – he gets notoriously prickly about closers. So I was trying to kind of talk to him about Palencia in the closer role, but he's not even giving him that role officially.
Yeah, but hasn't that both – that's what we both have kind of liked, though, that he's looking at the situation and saying, nope, this guy today.
Right, and you could have argued –
this matchup today.
I probably should have gone down that road, and I was thinking about it as we went. Like, he's comfortable without one being declared. A lot of managers are not.
He's more comfortable with that at this point in the season than any manager I've ever been around.
I think that's well said. And then that's something to talk about with him next time. Most managers are not comfortable without one being defined. Because he had an entire stretch run where he did that with the Brewers. Famously, he started using openers and doing different things to try and build his bullpen differently. This is before the Josh Hader and then eventually Devin Williams years.
I wonder, too, if doing something like this at this point in the season actually does a better job of preparing you for postseason, because everyone understands that they can be called on at any point. And I don't know, I mean, I'm sure he hasn't done like a study on it or anything, but I do think it's interesting to, by the way, did you catch the Maddenism in there? This is what we were talking about a couple weeks ago. When the student is ready, the master will appear.
And that was, I thought that stuff about Shaw was really good. I thought that was all interesting. And Shaw as an example of how you want it to work. That kid's comfort level is completely different in every aspect of baseball player life. He was on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday morning. It was like, whew, there's comfort. And then Elise Menneker asked him a similar question last night. He's cool talking about it. Like even now after great moments or whatever.
That's
he's
great
like,
to see.
Yes, it's like, whatever. Yeah, it was a like on Inside the Clubhouse, great moment where like, those guys were David and Bruce tried to soft pedal a little bit. Say it wasn't necessarily a demotion. And Shaw's like,
yeah,
oh, no, it was a demotion.
Yeah, it was.
Let's go ahead and call it what it was. Because he wrapped his head around it, which is the best way to do it.
I think it's a great thing that what he's done. And I hope that it continues for him. We've got a block of football for you for the next hour and 25 minutes.
Because Caleb spoke, and we've got every little bit of it.
Yep, and we are going to share it with you, and we're going to react to it. We're going to let you react to it, so don't go anywhere. Bears Talk, Caleb Williams speaks next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.